Well, Mark, you must be delighted. Through to the final, so job done.
Ah, brilliant. Just over the moon. Great result. Yeah. A hard battle there, but it's just get over the line. Big task ahead.
Now, it wasn't the best of games as a spectacle, but, you know, that doesn't matter. Ultimately, you got through. The guys stood up to it, and, you know, it was never going to be easy, but you always seem to have that little edge.
We did. At times we made hard work, but you know when you're up against Bird, it's going to be a real battle. And listen, at times it wasn't pretty, but look, it's just semi-finals and it's just about getting over the line.
Yeah, you got off to a dream start.
We did. I couldn't ask for any better. That was cancelled out pretty quick then with the penalty, but no, we couldn't ask for a better start, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Now at half time, I think there was 4 points between the side. No doubt you were expecting them to come out all guns blazing in the second half, but at one point I think you were 9 ahead. So, you know, going into the final quarter, you were relatively comfortable. It was probably yours to lose at that stage.
It was. We did build up a good lead, and I suppose then we let them back into the game. You know, they got the goal, and maybe that happens when you do build up a lead. You tend to maybe fall back, and we invited them on, and lucky enough we managed to see it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Once again, Jared Gilmore very much to the fore.
Jared was excellent today. He put on a massive shift, but I have to praise all the players. You know, they dug deep there, so they did, and I'm just delighted for everybody involved.
And just the goal itself, is it Jared who's taking the credit, or Josh Cronley was right up there, Josh Cronley McGee as well?
Oh, well, you know, Josh, he'll be saying he got a tip on it, so I don't really care, but they can fight over that one. Mm.
So now the final against St. Eunan's, they were very impressive today against McCool's. They seem to have great strength and depth, and it'll certainly be an interesting and formidable opponent.
Oh, definitely. We came up against Eunan's. They've really kicked on this year. They're an excellent team, that, as you said. They've got a lot of good players. Even the strength and depth right through the squad is excellent. Like, so we know the task ahead, but it should be a very good final, so it should.
Yeah. And it's probably fitting. I mean, the top two teams, you were both unbeaten in the group stage.
That's right. They came up to the cross, and it was 118 apiece. It was a good game, you know. It does tell the top two teams, isn't it? It's lined up for a good final.
Yeah. And finally, just in terms of personnel and availability, did anybody get any knocks there, or would you have concerns that you've still a couple of players who might be back in the squad?
My own Oshin's out there for a couple of weeks, but he'll be back fit again. Sean Ward went off there. I know he was carrying a knock coming into it, but hopefully now time's on their side. We have 4 weeks now to get the bodies right and recoup, and hopefully we'll have a full squad to pick from.